The lawsuit was filed on behalf of the district and former board chair Eugene Walker. It claims a state law allowing the governor to remove school board members violates Georgia's constitution. If the board votes to end the district's status as a plaintiff, the case can still move forward, according to WABE legal analyst Paige Pate.
As long as there is one individual who has standing to contest the governor's decision, and that would be Dr. Walker or any of the former board members who were removed, then the case can continue, even if the school board does not want it to continue.
Federal Judge Richard Story is seeking the court's guidance on the issue of state constitutionality. He will take the court's opinion into consideration before issuing a decision. Story denied the former board member's previous request for a temporary injunction to keep the governor from suspending them. Martha Dalton, WABE News.